I will call the meeting of the April 9th, 2020 meeting of the House Public Safety Committee to order. A quorum is present. Before we begin our meeting, I want to remind everyone that the committee expects proper decorum at all time. All dialogue goes through the chair. Signs are not allowed in the committee room. There will be no outburst or clapping. For safety reasons, standing or sitting in the walkways and aisles is prohibited. If an accommodation is needed, communicate with the sergeant's staff. Failure to comply with these guidelines may result in removal from the hearing room. Thank you to the sergeant and our staff who are present for helping maintain decorum in the committee room. Representative Rapinski, have you had a chance to review the minutes of the April 8th, 2025 meeting, and do you find them correct?
I have, Chair Novotny, and I also want to take the opportunity to thank and compliment our staff on the well organization of the meeting minutes.
Representative Rapinski moves to approve the April 8th, 2025 minutes with recommendation that we appreciate the staff. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries, and the minutes of the April 8th, 2025 meeting are approved. The first and only bill on the agenda today is House File 2432. Chair Moeller, since you laid the bill over yesterday, would you like to move House File 2432 before the committee with a recommendation the bill is re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And I will move the delete all amendment coded House File 2432 DE2 that inserts the language of the House Public Safety Budget Omnibus Agreement. We also have some amendments to the DE amendment. The first amendment is coded A1. It adds two Department of Public Safety budget neutral provisions to the DE2. It allows the Department of Public Safety to retain a percentage of grants and changes the fire marshal school inspection fee from the flat amount to a per foot charge. I move the A1 amendment to the DE2 amendment. Has every member had a chance to review the A1 amendment to the, has any member have questions or discussion on the A1 amendment? All in favor of adopting the A1 amendment to the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the A1 amendment to the DE2 amendment is adopted. The next amendment is coded A2. Representative Johnson, will you be moving the A2 amendment to the DE2?
I would like to move that amendment, Chair. Thank you.
Representative Johnson, please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This amendment simply extends out the ability for the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to use some money that was allocated to them in the past in order to buy some boats for Coast Guard operations and rescue operations up there in Cook County. I believe there's just been some delays in building those boats. Those boats are usually built from scratch. And my experience in the fire service right now, it's pretty normal to be seeing some pretty significant delays. This just allows them to use that money and pay by June 30th of 2027.
Does any member have questions or discussions on the A2 amendment? All in favor of adopting the A2 amendment to the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the A2 amendment to the DE2 amendment is adopted. The next amendment is coded A3. Representative Feist, will you be moving the A3 amendment to the DE2?
Yes, I will, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please explain your amendment.
Okay, so this is the DOC policy provisions. They are all revenue neutral, and they do a few things. It extends the mental health unit pilot extension, a program that was established in 2023. It also does cost sharing across the state for the interstate compact unit that oversees the transfers of supervision for adult offender supervision, and it prorates it based on the county's most recent probation population survey. It also updates the tribal supervision funding formula, and that was in collaboration with the tribes. It just makes it easier for them to fund the tribes for their role in community supervision logistically. And financial technical changes, some type of financial technical changes. Okay, approval of internal transfers of appropriated funds between programs to align with recent internal fiscal restructuring at the DOC. A fictitious emergency definition has been expanded to include not just those who are physically working in a correctional facility, but also those who are supervising agents and office staff who are often exposed to similar risks. And lastly, it just makes some technical updates to the community supervision distribution statutory formula. Basically, money was like going back and forth, and now it'll just go forth. I think that's the best way to explain it. But it just makes some changes in how the money flows that is more logical. And that is it.
Thank you, Representative Feist. And just to repeat that this is a budget-neutral amendment. Any member question or discussions on the A3 amendment? All in favor of adopting the A3 amendment to the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the A3 amendment to the DE2 amendment is adopted. Next amendment is coded A5. Chair Moeller, will you be moving the A5 amendment to the DE2?
I will, Mr. Chair.
Please explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is also budget neutral. This is rider language that was in the bill initially, and when we pulled out the deficiency funding bill that became a standalone bill at House File 3006, there was some housing dollars that had not been spent in the current fiscal year, and so those dollars were reallocated so that the DOC could help meet its operating deficiency. And in doing that, we struck this rider language, but didn't intend to strike this source of funding for future years, or this rider language for future years. So we're just putting it back in to make it clear that it's not being excluded when we did the deficiency funding bill.
Thank you. Are there any member questions or discussions on the A5 amendment? All in favor of adopting the A5 amendment to the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the A5 amendment to the DE2 amendment is adopted. The final amendment is coded A6. This deletes the Brady Giglio Advisory Panel, which is Article 2, Section 19, page 28 of the DE2 amendment. I will move the A6 amendment to the DE2 amendment. Is there any member questions or discussions on the A6 amendment? All in favor of adopting the A6 amendment to the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries, and the A6 amendment to the DE2 amendment is adopted. We are now back to the A2 amendment as adopted. As amended. We are back to the DE2 amendment as amended. Is there any discussion on the DE2 amendment as amended? All in favor of adopting the DE2 amendment as amended, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion prevails, and the DE2 amendment is amended, and it is adopted. Nonpartisan staff walked through the spreadsheet and the bill language. We had a public testimony yesterday, and there will be no additional public testimony. We will now move to member discussion on House File 2432 as amended with DE2. Any member discussion? Representative Pinto.
I actually just want to thank the chairs. That was all. I want to be sure we didn't have a vote before thanking the chairs and our amazing staff. There may be other substantive things people want to say, but I just want to make sure to say that. So thank you to all of you who've put this together.
Thank you, Representative Pinto. Representative Hollins.
Yeah, I feel a little guilty. You stole my thunder. Thank
okay.
you, Chair.
I
wanted to thank the chairs and thank this committee in general on how well I think we've all worked together and worked across the aisle. It you know, we're all sitting on multiple committees and we know not all of them went as smoothly as this one did, even though this is a really like controversial area and has a lot of hot button issues. I really want to thank both Chair Mueller and Chair Novotny for doing really good work and working together. And I also want to thank my colleagues across the aisle for being willing to listen and have conversations with us. So thank you. It's like a kumbaya moment.
Thank you, Representative Hollins. Representative Curran.
Thank you, Chairs. Ditto.
Anyone else? All right. I also want to make sure that we thank the pages that have been through the thick and thin with us in this committee. If we could give, let's give them a round of applause for everything they've done. Closing remarks, Chair Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will just say my thanks again to you, to the entire committee, and to all of the staff who helped us throughout this this year and putting together this bill. It really has been a pleasure and an honor to work with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I had a pretty good closing yesterday, so I will just say been an honor to work with you guys, and we will see some of you at conference committee. With that, Chair Mueller renews her motion that House File 2432, as amended, is recommended to be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion carries, and House File 2432, as amended, is re-referred to Ways and Means. House nonpartisan staff is directed to make any necessary corrections to the spreadsheet of the bill, which I don't believe we have at this point. There are no additional meetings scheduled for the House Public Safety Committee at this time. With no further business, this will conclude this meeting and this committee.